Beloved, Christ is in our midst. We come to this sacred weekend of Lazarus Saturday and Palm Sunday in our Lord's life, in which now, beginning with yesterday and through to next Sunday, Pascha, every day is dedicated to the days of our Lord's life as they happened, one day after another, from Lazarus Saturday to today, tomorrow, and all the way through to Pascha. We walk with him in a way chronologically in the days as he walked them. And this weekend, Lazarus Saturday and Palm Sunday, is in an earthly way the rise and the ruin of our Lord. I say earthly because it is his rise in the sense today he's acclaimed. All of Jerusalem welcomes him. But at the same time, they tempt him. They tempt him to an earthly kingship, as the devil tempted the Lord in the desert, showing him all the kingdoms of the world and saying, these could be yours. And the people welcomed the Lord, many of them thinking he was coming to be an earthly king, the one who would redeem Israel in an earthly sense, that is, kick out the Romans and establish their country once more, independent and unoccupied. This is the rise of our Lord for these people. They see him as a successful prophet, a successful wonder worker who raised the four-day dead Lazarus. But in this very earthly seeing our Lord only as prophet or wonder worker, as an earthly king, also is his ruin. Because we know that in 5 days, he will be sold for the love of money by one of his chosen. He will be handed over to execution as a criminal out of envy. So we see that earthly glory is not what Jesus was coming to when he entered Jerusalem. Our palms and pussy willows that we hold are not signs of his earthly glory. They are signs of his ultimate glory, which is his hanging upon the cross, being buried, and being risen from the dead for us. That is what we do. We are not welcoming him as an earthly king, as one who is going to deliver us from anything of the earth, but rather the one who will deliver us from bondage to sin and to death. This is the glory of the Lord. This is why at the end of the liturgy we will go in procession with our palms and pussy willows, singing the troparion of this day. And we acclaim him not as King of Israel. Note, we don't have on our crosses what Pontius Pilate put on there, the King of the Jews. We put on there the King of Glory. If you look at the cross and the altar, the cross here says the King of Glory. This is something of heaven. This is something beyond our human nature, what Jesus is doing. But he is doing it in our flesh, in his human and divine natures. And we acclaim him, as I said, not as king, we acclaim him as vanquisher of death, the one who destroys it, the one who lifts us up with himself. This is what we celebrate today, beloved, our King of Glory, who comes as a peasant, mounted side saddle on a donkey. Not like a victorious king or general on a chariot with proud chargers arrayed in gold and brass, but as a peasant man coming into the city to be betrayed, to be crucified, to die, And all of this he does willingly, willingly, freely, because he loves us. As the prophet Isaiah, when he had the vision of God enthroned and the four creatures there saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord Sabaoth," in seeing that, all he could say is, "I am undone." Because he could look at himself and see his sins and realize the great glory of the Lord. And that is for us this week, to realize the great glory of the Lord, not only this day when he enters to Jerusalem, acclaimed by throngs, but also on the day when he is abandoned, naked, nailed to the cross, crucified among thieves, buried as an evildoer, to be raised for you and for me.